Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
When I was starting to see where the problem lay and why I was having to pay, I said, this isn't really about my health. It's something to do with increasing your wealth.
In terms of the health insurance reform debate before Congress now, it might be instructive to wonder why the Republican Party has been so consistently opposed to any type of national health care plan or health insurance reform for the last two centuries, at least. At the beginning of the last century, in 1932, the Wilbur Commission published a study that found decent medical care was beyond the reach of millions in this country. As a result, they called for group medical practices and, quote, group prepayment to spread the financial risk. This plan was immediately denounced by the Republican Party and the American Medical Association as, quote, socialist, unquote. No legislation was passed. In 1934, Franklin Delano Roosevelt considered a national health insurance plan as part of his New Deal. But because of fierce opposition from the Republican Party and the American Medical Association again, both of whom still describe such ideas as socialized medicine, the legislation was never seriously considered, and again, no legislation was passed. In November of 1945, Truman called on Congress for a health care overhaul and offered a 10-year plan. But again, the American Medical Association and the Republican Party denounced the plan as socialized medicine. No legislation was passed. Finally, in 1964, against fierce opposition from Republicans and health industry lobbyists and the American Medical Association, Democrats in Congress managed to pass, and Johnson finally managed to sign legislation for both Medicare and Medicaid programs, some of the most popular government programs to date. On our next Hidden History, we'll enumerate Republican intransigence on healthcare legislation well into the 21st century. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden History.